in Bristol by Polly Weston. Now on Radio 4, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 1725 today, Sunday the 30th of March. There are warnings of gales in Trafalgar, Bailey and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midday: high Fitzroy 1029, expected eastern England 1030 by midday Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours: Viking north at Cirra, northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 to 6. Showers good. South at Cirra, northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in west. Showers good. Forties, northwest 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southwest 3 to 5 later. Showers good. Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, northwest backing south later 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time. Fair, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, northwest 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in Dogger and Humber. Fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or northwest, veering east or northeast, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in Thames. Fair, good. Biscay, variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise northwesterly 3 to 5, veering east or southeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in south. Mainly fair, good. Fitzroy, easterly, veering southeasterly later 5 to 7, occasionally 2 or 3 at first in north and later in south. Showers, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, variable 2 to 4, but becoming east or southeast 4 to 6 later in Sole and southwest Fastnet. Mist or fog patches for a time, moderate or good, occasionally very poor for a time. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first in Shannon. Rain, moderate or good. Bailey, south, veering southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 until later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, variable 2 to 4 at first in Fair Isle, otherwise south or southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later. Rain, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 5 to 7, becoming southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 for a time in north. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. That's the shipping forecast. Now the general weather forecast. Here's Louise Lear.
Good evening. Well, those of you familiar with weather folklore, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, March roars in like a lion and out like a lamb. And that's exactly what is happening. We've seen a lot of sunshine, spring warmth across the country. It's been a perfect Mothering Sunday. And this story will continue as well as we go through the week ahead. So overnight tonight, we've got a weak weather front that's going to bring some cloud and some spits and spots of rain into Scotland and Northern Ireland. It will act like a blanket, preventing those temperatures from falling too far. So here, overnight lows of around 6 or 7 degrees. Clearer skies elsewhere, light winds and low single figures to greet us elsewhere. But Monday morning for England and Wales, we'll start off on a chilly note, but with a lot of sunshine and light winds, those temperatures will respond quite quickly. We should see highs generally of 15 to 17 Celsius. Scotland and Northern Ireland, we keep the cloud into the northwest and maybe a little bit of showery rain, but into eastern Scotland, a lot of sunshine and again a lot of warmth. So generally through Scotland and Northern Ireland, highs between 13 and 17 Celsius. And this trend will continue as we go through the rest of the week. High pressure will dominate and that's going to give us a lot of dry and sunny weather, but those clear skies by day will translate into clear skies overnight. So gardeners and growers, take note, low single figures and a touch of frost is likely. Whatever you're doing, have a lovely week.
In 15 minutes, Remy Berger celebrates the best of this week's audio in Pick of the Week with Stephen Graham, Richard Curtis and Sir Lenny Henry. That's after the 6 o'clock news and a look ahead to next Tuesday here on BBC Radio 4.
I'm Chris Van Tilken. I'm an infectious diseases doctor. I study food and nutrition. But a lot of the scientific work I do is trying to discover why people find advice so hard to take.
I'm Zand, I'm Chris's identical twin brother. I'm also a doctor. And the thing that I love about my brother's work is that he's looking for the naughtiness. He's looking for the reason why everything's confusing.
And I think that's a lot of what we're going to be covering on What's Up, Docs.
Every week, we're going to have an expert in and we'll be bringing them your questions and our questions from our real lives. What's Up, Docs continues on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds on Tuesday afternoons at 4:30.
BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Caroline Nichols. Good evening.